Hey there, I'm Beth Donaldson, an entrepreneur that puts hustle and heart into everything I do. The Hustle and Heart podcast will give you real and raw advice about overcoming and embracing failures, challenges, and obstacles in order to climb to the top. But it all begins with you. Listen in to each episode to harness your power and achieve more than you ever thought possible. Get ready to own it all because you deserve it. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Hustle and Heart podcast, the podcast where we always dive deep into the world of entrepreneurship, leadership, and the delicate balance between business and life. I'm your host, Beth Donaldson, founder and CEO of Skin Bee Med Spa and entrepreneur. This episode, we have a topic that hits close to home for many visionary leaders out there. We're going to be talking about behind the founder and CEO curtain, juggling business and life. Ooh, and that can be so much fun and such a challenge. So as a founder and CEO, I know firsthand the struggles, the triumphs, and the constant juggling act that comes from running a business while also trying to maintain a fulfilling personal life. And boy, can it be tough. Get ready to be inspired, motivated, and empowered to take on the challenges of entrepreneurship with confidence and resilience with these practical tips that I'm going to share in this episode. I'm going to peel back the curtain and explore the realities and challenges that come with being a founder and CEO. It's not all glitz and glam, as you may well know. And if you're new to entrepreneurship or considering it, it's just one of those things that requires immense grit and resilience and is a constant juggling act. And quite frankly, a roller coaster ride of a lifetime. I'm sure all you entrepreneurs out there know that handling the roller coaster ride of being a business owner can be challenging, but here are some ways that I navigate the ups and downs effectively, and I hope these practical tips can help you find some balance through your entrepreneurship journey. So first, I want to talk about embracing resilience. Developing a resilient mindset to bounce back from setbacks and adapt to unexpected changes in your business, which are guaranteed to happen all the time, is so critical. This is only done through doing, failure, and building the muscle to keep going. So I have found this to be one of my greatest assets to staying in the game and pushing through because it hasn't been easy, but it's so worth it. So making sure you just embrace the resilience and learn from your failures, learn the lessons, keep going and building that muscle every single day is critical. We also want to stay agile. So being flexible and willing to pivot your strategies or plans when needed to respond to market trends and challenges is key. So as we know, the world is constantly evolving, definitely in my world of aesthetics. I also dabble into real estate and it's constantly changing. So being able to really kind of pivot as you need or when a challenge and roadblock comes up, having that ability to kind of just adjust as needed is critical and highly recommended to really embrace that. I also am really big with this next one and encourage any entrepreneur or anyone really to seek mentorship. Connecting with experienced mentors or business advisors who can offer guidance, support, and insights based on their own experience is life-changing. I have been committed to my personal and professional growth since I can remember, so it kind of comes naturally to me, but at the same time, sometimes these investments can be scary. As business owners and entrepreneurs, we're constantly putting out all kinds of resources, our time, money, and investing in our businesses. So some investments, especially when you're looking for maybe a coach that is going to add an expense to your business, can be scary, but it is so worth it. If you find the right person for that, then it's going to 10x your business. But also there's a lot of mentorship opportunities out there and just connecting with the right business advisors and community and circle to really level up in that area. So just make sure that you find that commitment to invest in those relationships, whether it's investing that additional money or time that you need to build high-level relationships with others who challenge you and support you. I have been working with several coaches over the years, and it has helped me level up in ways I can't even explain. I'm extremely grateful for these relationships, but I'm just getting started. So I'm totally committed to continuing to invest in those areas. And I actually recently also started this year an energy coach and performance coach, which has been so much fun and so great. And it's just really cool learning about yourself to get to that next level and understanding yourself. That's so critical so you can be the best version of yourself as a leader and entrepreneur and in all aspects of your life. So I highly recommend you do the same and invest in your growth and future. I also want to talk a little bit about practicing self-care. If you've listened to my podcast or follow me on my socials, you know that I prioritize this big time. But there were seasons in my life where I didn't. So prioritizing my physical and mental well-being by taking breaks, moving my body, and engaging in activities that help me recharge and stay healthy, it's in those daily little habits that is so important and a huge part of how we can juggle this roller coaster ride and the ups and downs of entrepreneurship. I take my self-care seriously these days, and it's been a game changer for my mental health, physical, and emotional wellness. My latest obsession is Pilates, as some of you may know. I love it. It's just been so amazing for me. But overall, I'm just obsessed with becoming my best self, and it's the best addiction anyone can have, in my opinion. Next up, I am going to talk about building a strong support system. So I kind of dived into the mentorship and coaching, but also just a support system in general, surrounding yourself with a network of supportive friends, families, colleagues, and fellow entrepreneurs who can provide encouragement and perspective during tough times or even during great times. Because we all have those moments. And sometimes when you're on that high, all of a sudden a roadblock comes in the way, and just having those supporters and people you can turn to is critical. I hate to say it, but a lot of people out there are watching you and not supporting you. And then there's a lot of people out there that are supporting you, and it's just so great to have that support system. It's been instrumental to me to find my people and surround myself with achievers and supporters so I can also return the favor and support them and root for them too. I have a pretty small circle personally with friends, and I am totally okay with that. I prefer that. And that's not to say that I don't want to grow my network, but I will always choose quality over quantity when it comes to this. And I think that has a lot to do with how this plays out as a strong support system. In addition to the support system and the other things that I've mentioned this far, I want to talk about focusing on problem solving. And so this is critical to really juggle that CEO life, that entrepreneurship. And it's really a juggling act every day. But focusing and being great at problem solving is an essential. So being able to approach challenges as opportunities for growth and innovation, and developing problem-solving skills to address issues effectively. I'm a huge advocate of using your failures as lessons and a launch pad to learn the lesson and move forward to success. So just making sure we learn those lessons and moving forward. And sometimes it's just a little tweak in a system or a process. And sometimes it's a bigger lesson that we have to learn. But really becoming a problem solver. And if you're able to change your mindset on them being quote problems and quote failures, the juggling act of entrepreneurship becomes less intimidating and fun to navigate. So really taking those and using them as opportunities to level up and get to that next stage and season of your business and life. I also want to talk about celebrating the small wins. It is vital to make sure you celebrate those small wins in both life and business. So whether it is with moving your body, for example, when I first started Pilates, like some of the different moves were a bit out of my comfort zone, but just improving, you know, I really believe in that whole mindset of if we improve by 1% every single day in a year, we've improved by 365%. And again, celebrating even the smallest achievements and milestones to stay motivated and positive during that roller coaster ride that you are going to experience as an entrepreneur. And it's in the small wins that compound into great achievements. So again, going back to like moving your body and working out, you can't just work out one time and expect your body to change, or decide you're going to make healthier eating habits and expect massive change in a week. The same is true with your business. And so celebrating those small wins and recognizing them, whether it is something that you've achieved or gotten through or a fear that you pushed past, celebrating that as well as with your team. I also want to talk about taking breaks. And so this is a challenge for me sometimes in a way, especially to completely unplug during these breaks. But it's really important to allow yourself time to rest and recharge to prevent burnout and to maintain a work-life balance. Now, I'll be real honest. Again, I struggle with this still, the whole balance thing and taking breaks and completely unplugging. And I'm okay with that, because I do believe that truly we're all trying to find that balance, kind of like the healing process. Healing is not linear. Balance is not linear. So it also kind of depends on the season you're in and where you're at and where you want to be. So balance looks different for everyone. And I don't think we're going to truly ever find balance, especially as an entrepreneur and business owner, because there are things thrown into your day that are completely unexpected. I could tell some really, really crazy stories of just unexpected circumstances. And we have to learn how to juggle that. But being able to take breaks is really important. So some of the ways that I do that is travel. I absolutely love to travel and see the world and meet new people and learn new cultures. Nature is big for me. Taking breaks and just spending time in nature, whether that's a walk or a hike, or just looking at the ocean and meditating with the sound of the waves. I really enjoy myself outdoors. Cooking is a really big one for me. Puts me in my zen, especially if I have a little glass of wine with me. But I do love to cook, and I jumped on the sourdough bandwagon recently. So it's just been kind of like a meditation form for me. I enjoy that. And I also express a lot of love for the people I care about through cooking. And then one of my other favorite things for taking breaks is a spa day. And I really, really love spa days, not just because of the relaxation, but of course I love the massage and the facials and things like that. But that is actually a time I completely unplug, because of course you're not going to be on your phone while you're getting a oxygen facial. So it's kind of nice to be able to really completely unplug during those times. So those are just some of the ways that I take breaks. And again, that's an area where I could totally improve. And I am self-aware about many of the areas where I can improve, which is really all aspects. So I just want to share these tips with you, but these are all things that I work on every single day. And again, it's one of those things you kind of have to work that muscle every day to really build these great habits and great ways to prioritize yourself and get through all the juggling that it takes to run a business. And finally, this one is really amazing when you are able to learn to say no. And this kind of falls into the same category as boundaries. I know this is a hot topic for a lot of people these days, and it's really great to see that people are prioritizing this, because being able to prioritize your commitments and learn to say no to tasks or opportunities or events or invites or whatever it may be that don't align with your goals and values to avoid overextending yourself is huge. Creating these boundaries are not just vital to learn the juggling act of the ups and downs of entrepreneurship, but also super important for all aspects of life. So learning to protect your energy, time, and peace has been one of the most liberating qualities I've learned to embrace to balance it all. And I have to say it is a challenge because a lot of times people look at boundaries or saying no as a negative thing, but it truly is when you've kind of come to peace with the fact that you have to prioritize certain things in life to make sure you keep your mental, physical, and emotional wellness in check. And so it's not something to be embarrassed about or to be shameful about, but being able to embrace that is huge, to find that somewhat of a balance with all the juggling, not just as an entrepreneur, but in life in general. And I've learned a lot of the techniques and just ways to communicate that and boldness to follow through with it through a lot of my therapy and coaching, and again, connecting with those mentors and having that support system. Because truly, if someone respects you, they're going to understand, whether that's even a last minute cancellation. I mean, I'm someone, if I have something on my calendar, there's a very small chance that I'm going to cancel it because I pride myself on sticking through with my commitments. But if it was for a reason that whether it didn't align with me or the circumstances changed or there was something personally going on where I just couldn't attend an event or whatever the case may be, I've learned that saying no or changing your mind or creating a new boundary is powerful, and it's something to totally embrace if you want to be able to juggle all the ups and downs. So I hope these tips were very helpful today. And by incorporating these strategies into your approach to handling the roller coaster ride of being a business owner or everything that is thrown at us in life, I really hope you can navigate the challenges and uncertainties with some of these practical tips while you're juggling everything that comes with being an entrepreneurship and living a life, a fulfilled life. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur looking for new perspectives, or whether you're just someone starting out in your journey, this podcast is for you. Be sure to tune in next time for more inspiring conversations. Until then, keep hustling with all heart.
There you have it, another episode of Hustle and Heart. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your app and connect with me on social media so you don't miss a beat. I'll see you next time on the Hustle and Heart podcast.